Okay. This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Durham?
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of January 22nd, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements? Seeing none, Mr. Bell.
Yes, let me find it here. Ordinance is 17-095, 17-096 will remain tabled this evening. And as I've reported in the past, we are working with the developer. They are completing their traffic plan with DelDOT. And once that is completed, they had projected around the end of February. I don't know whether they'll meet that particular date, but we are working with them that once that's complete, which was what they actually agreed to do, once that's complete, it will be coming forward, brought forward and off the table.
Thank you, sir. Next, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19008, revised previously approved exploratory minor land development plan with rezoning for Stanley 7 LLC, Mill Creek 100, east side of Stanton Christiana Road, SR 47, south of Honeysuckle Lane and opposite Telegraph Road, tax parcel number 08050-00013-602 Main Street. Ordinance 19009, revised zoning map, Lake Clay Creek 100, east side of north of Baltimore Pike, directly across from Browns Lane, 0 north of Baltimore Pike, tax parcel number 09030-00110, 12.97 acres from NC21 Neighborhood Conservation to ST Suburban Transition. Ordinance 19010, amend the grants budget, appropriate $38,435.39 in emergency illegal drug enforcement EIDE funds from the State of Delaware, Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's EIDE FY 2019 Drug Control Overtime Grant. Ordinance 19011, amend the grants budget, appropriate $50,842.89 in state aid to local law enforcement salary funds from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the state aid to local law enforcement salary FY 2019 Targeted Analytic Policing System TAPS overtime grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 19012, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, increase the authorized position count for the Department of Public Safety by 15 paramedic positions in order to accommodate the upcoming 2019 Newcastle County paramedic class. Ordinance 19013, to provide for the installation of Arlington streetlights in the Crooked Billet subdivision located in Christiana 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 19014, to abate outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalty on the property of the Unity Evangelical Lutheran Church, Inc., located at 2101 Lancaster Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware, parcel number 26026.30058. Ordinance 19015, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2.03.004, Fees for Recorder of Deeds, relating to certain changes to fees of the Office of the Recorder of Deeds.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the report from the Public Works Committee, Mr. Hollins?
Public Works?
That's me.
That would not be me.
Mr. Woods? I'm sorry about that.
I'm
sorry to get used to this at your new council chair position.
On February 5th, the Public Works Committee met. The Department of Public Works presented an update on the Red Loon Extension Project and the area around the refinery, and that was it.
Thank you. Personnel Subcommittee?
Thank
you. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. Personnel Subcommittee, we discussed the council photo.
Thank you. Land Use Committee?
Thank you. At the last Land Use Committee meeting, we discussed Hunter's Ridge and the subdivision of the property, and we will be voting on that tonight.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today's Finance Committee meeting, after the approval of minutes, we reviewed a resolution regarding an annual software maintenance purchase order contract for the Office of Technology Administrative Services. We approved travel reimbursements to the Municipal Clerk Seminar for members of our staff. We had a very in-depth discussion of the local municipal tax rate calculation and potential revision of that calculation system. We also approved grants to worthy community causes. Had comments by the County Executive Branch on February Black History Month events throughout the county, and adjourned after going through that.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. This afternoon we had an excellent Public Safety Committee meeting, and we discussed the three ordinances that were introduced this evening for public safety. They will be voted upon consideration for approval on February the 26th, the February 26th meeting. We had an update on our Paramedic Academy class, as well as the ordinance on overfilling the paramedic class by Director Honicki and Assistant Chief Mark Logeman. We then had a detailed presentation, year-end review of our Newcastle County Police Department's operation by Colonel Bond and his staff, and a brief discussion on the Delaware City refinery fire that occurred on February the 3rd, 2019.
Thank you. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19022, congratulating and commending Paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy, Jr. on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division. Resolution 19023, honoring the life and legacy of Charlene Laney M. Hoxter.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next, presentations. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, I'd like to ask Co-Chairman Street of our Public Safety Committee to join me in a presentation to congratulating Paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy. If Tom Murphy, his wife, would please come forward. And we'd like to also invite forward Assistant Chiefs Mark Logeman, Mark Alston, and Captain Dong Galizian. from the executive office and retired paramedic supervisor. I'd like to ask Kenny Dunn also to come forward for the presentation.
Congratulating and commending paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy, Jr. on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division. Whereas paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy, Jr. retired from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division on December 7th, 2018, with 38 consecutive years of service. And whereas paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy was appointed to the Emergency Medical Services Division in December 1980 as an ambulance cardiac technician. He completed paramedic training at the Medical Center of Delaware in October 1984 and was promoted to paramedic. Throughout his career, he was promoted to the rank of paramedic corporal in 2004 and to his current rank in 2017. His final assignment was EMS Operations, Medic 9, and served as Field Training Officer. And whereas Paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy has been a CPR instructor, Advanced Cardiac Life Support Instructor, Field Preceptor, Field Training Officer since 1990, he has participated in several projects throughout his career, including Uniform Design Committee, Vehicle Design Committee, EMS for Children Grant Research Group, and the State Office of Paramedic Administration Paramedic Advisory Committee. And whereas Paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy is a graduate of Delaware Technical and Community College, where he received an Associate of Science degree in Emergency Services Management with honors. Whereas during Paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy's tenure, he received a Distinguished Unit Citation, 4 pre-hospital sudden cardiac arrest stage citations, 2 unit letters of commendations, and 4 letters of commendations. He was also the recent recipient of the Paramedic of the Quarter Award by the Kiwanis Club of the City of Wilmington. Whereas on July 9, 1996, Paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy assisted with a home emergency birth, and 21 years later, in June of 2018, he had the opportunity to meet her and her parents, the child that he had delivered, and her parents. And whereas Paramedic Senior Corporal Murphy exemplifies the true values of hard work, compassion, and loyalty that are characteristic of an emergency medical services paramedic, he served Newcastle County citizens with the utmost pride, professionalism, and integrity throughout the many years of his career. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy, Jr. on his retirement and wishes him much success in his future endeavors. Ladies and gentlemen, Paramedic Senior Corporal Thomas Murphy, Jr.
Thank you. Shane, January was the last meeting that was David Shepard.
Thank you. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up at the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next is R19024, Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am. Madam President, I ask that Resolution 19-024 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 19024, consenting to the appointment of Ronald D. Sims to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council.
Mr. Bell?
As per title, Madam President.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19024. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollings?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19024 is passed. Next, R19025, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like Resolution 19-025 read by Tom Loney and presented to Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19025, consenting to the appointment of Michelle Rossi Gildea, Ph.D., to the Newcastle County Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee.
Mr. Cartier.
The Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee provides advisory opinions to the Department of Land Use on land development proposals that originate in the Claymont hometown overlay. It's a pretty vibrant board. We're going to be moving forward some new appointments to that. Ms. Rossi Gilday has graciously volunteered to serve, and she earned a Ph.D. at the University of Delaware writing a thesis on the Dolly Green project, so I couldn't imagine a better person to appoint to this very important design review advisory committee. She's a lifelong Claymont resident and cares a lot about her community.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19025.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19025 is passed. Next, R19026, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that R19026 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19026, to amend the declaration of restrictions for the Hunters Ridge subdivision to increase the permitted number of lots therein from 72 to 73.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. In the Land Use Committee, we talked about this. We had a slide. This is one large lot which goes from Upper Pike Creek Road up to the development of Hunter's Ridge. That is going to be divided into two lots, and the upper parcel, which borders in Hunter's Ridge, will have access only through the development of Hunter's Ridge. According to their declaration of restrictions now, 72 homes pay into that maintenance association in order to include this lot in that maintenance association so that they also are part of it and can pay into it. Their declaration of restrictions needs to be changed to add that one lot, making it 73.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19026.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll of bills, 13 yes.
R19026 is passed. Next, R19027, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like resolution 19-027, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19027, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Avov Software Corporation for annual software maintenance for the Office of Technology and Administrative Services in the amount of $36,461.98.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, we reviewed this in the Finance Committee. Just going to read from the fiscal impact portion of the resolution. This resolution authorizes the execution of one purchase order contract totaling $36,461.98. Funding is included in the FY 2019 approved operating budget. The original software purchase was in 2015, and the funding to support the software maintenance was provided through the capital budget. And this will go to the Avol Software Corporation for annual software maintenance.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19027.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R19027 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. First is substitute number 1 to 019007. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that substitute number 1 to ordinance number 19-007 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry. Substitute number 1 to ordinance 19-007 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.400, Department of Community Services, Section 2.05.406, Housing Advisory Board Established Composition, Terms of Office, Qualification of Members, Duties and Powers, regarding qualification of members, duties and powers, to expand the duties of the Housing Advisory Board to include advising on affordable housing programs for very low and low-income households, and to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 19 to delete Article 5, Rental Housing Advisory Committee.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance is co-sponsored by Councilwoman Diller and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. We had a discussion at our last Community Service Committee meeting in depth about this. I'll just briefly remind Council what we're trying to do here. We did, in fact, have a Rental Housing Advisory Board that pretty much went defunct, has not met in years. We also established the Housing Advisory Board, which essentially was not working because we didn't have any money. Now we have about $1.6 million, and now essentially what we're doing with this ordinance is we're going to activate the Housing Advisory Board, and we also are going to delete or eliminate the Rental Housing Advisory Board, and those dues we take it up by this one single board for efficiency. And those issues that are related to rental housing will be also handled by this board, but the primary focus would be to guide county council make recommendations for affordable housing needs, which I don't want to go into a lot of detail about. I think we've talked enough about affordable housing and the need for affordable housing in Newcastle County. The fact of the matter is, if you're spending more than 30% of your income on housing needs, you're in fact house poor. And we realize that in Newcastle County, the fair market rate for a two-bedroom unit is $1,266 a month. The hourly minimum wage in the state of Delaware is $8.25. So even with two people working in a household, to afford a rent in Newcastle County, it means that each person would have to work 60 hours a week. The focus of this legislation is really to address the challenges facing low-income families in Newcastle County.
Thank you. I'd like to ask if you can add me as a sponsor?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to 019-007.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. Substitute number 1 to 019-007 is passed. Next, 017095 and 017096 are tabled. Next, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, R19028. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution number 19028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 19028, honoring the life and legacy of Robert O. Wright, ICFSP.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. Councilman Street is also co-sponsor of this particular resolution in honor of Robert Wright, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. His funeral was held on Sunday. He was the founder of the Wright Funeral Home and Mortuary here in Wilmington, Delaware. And they expanded over to Kent County, New Jersey, Kent County, Delaware, as well as Salem County, New Jersey. Very well-known person, family here in Wilmington, bright person who's done quite a bit in the fabric of the social needs of our community, and an outstanding person. And it was a major, major turnout for his service on Sunday evening.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R19028 is passed. Next, R19029, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like resolution number 19-029, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19029, honoring Harry Thummel's contribution to journalism in Newcastle County and the state of Delaware and his public service to Ardentown.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Harry Thummel, I would call him a titan of local journalism here in Newcastle County and the state of Delaware. He's formally retiring at the age of nearly 90 from his role in writing informative op-ed pieces in the News Journal. He's been his entire career, 70 years, a local journalist working in radio and the local print in the News Journal and the morning news. He is a refugee from Nazi Germany, came to this area and contributed greatly to informing our local population, our electorate, our constituents about issues of concern to them and interpreting the major controversies of the day. And in this effort, he also believes very strongly in democratic local governance, and he continues in a lifetime appointment as a trustee of the village of Ardentown, and it's with great bit of this passing of a figure that we will never see again in the print media locally, a person of this vast institutional, political, and policy knowledge leaving the scene, and he will be missed.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19029.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
I'm joined in this resolution by Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. R19029 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none. All in favor?
George jumping.
Mr. Street?
I hate to hold y'all up, but
I got to go back to Glasgow and the intervention specialist shortly. And the chief did a good job in public safety committee meeting and knocking me off balance and forgetting where I really wanted to go with this. But the intervention specialist now working in Claymont, they're doing a good job with chess club and track teams and other things that they're reporting on. But that was not the original purpose and intention. And the reason I'm concerned about Glasgow is closed 2 days. And that could spill over elsewhere and could end up being more than fist fights. You got a full-scale melee in the school. And the best example I can give you, the reason I'm going to try to convince you as my colleagues and the administration the need for this is the first year they were in operation in Dickerson High School. 2 days, two guns. I called Muhammad, who was supervisor at the time, and said, can you guys get out there? They went out there. All I know is they followed up in school. They came back in community and followed up with actors and potential actors, and there were no more guns in that school that year. That was the purpose. That was the intention. And I wasn't trying to argue with the police chief. In terms of their interaction, he didn't want them, that's fine, they can still operate. And as a past president of community youth workers, I'm telling this council, this is not just my problem, it's everybody's problem at the point where a school closes. If you don't have some interventions and the ability to put interventions in these buildings, then we're going to end up just like when I was a kid in high school in 1969 and you got halls and ceilings full of blood and county SWAT teams standing in the foyer. And that's my biggest fear. That's the purpose of wanting, and I believe we need intervention to somewhere. Because right now, I can tell you what Christina's doing. They're plotting and scheming. Everybody's fighting is going to get expelled. They'll get arrested. And that's negligence on their part. That still doesn't stop it from spilling out in the street and making it worse than the full-scale melee. So I'll continue to make my argument on behalf of the interventionists, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.